you guys have had one of the best punting units so far this season, and the Packers haven't really done a great job with returns. Can you talk about how crucial it will be to make sure that you enforce that advantage this week?
You know, we talk about punting every week, so it's important, one, that we take care of the protection first, do a really good job in the protection. That will enable us to be a good coverage unit. We can get more people out that way. You know, we've got to hang the ball. We got to place it. And we have to force fair catches. You know, they've got some good returners. Number 11 does a really good job. All right, Davis does a hell of a job for him. He's got two big returns. He's got a 33-yard return, and he's got a 25-yard return, both versus Detroit and Dallas. So he is a he can do some good things. He's got some ability. He's a rookie, but he does do some good stuff. And then when you look at Janis, 83, he does a very good job as a returner. He was really hot a year ago, had some big plays, had some big returns for them. So it's important that we get down the field, cover, hang it, place the ball in the corner, and take care of our business.
They haven't been using him this year, but in the past, Randall Cobb has been big for them in the return game. Yeah. Are you at all concerned that they might throw him out there for a player here if it gets close?
I tell you what, when we cover kicks, we assume that guy is back there is the best guy in the league every week. We don't care if we don't know who he is. We don't know his name. It wouldn't matter. All right, he's the best guy back there. That's the best way to approach it. Somebody put him back there for a reason. So they believe that he probably can make a play. So we have to take that approach to it. So we're always trying to trust, you know, treat it as if he's the best guy out there, best guy in the league, the best guy that you faced, and then go shut him down. You know, so we're in that mindset already. You know, so regardless of who they put back there, like games will come up, and then like the somebody like Randall, I'll say, hey, Randall's back there. They get mad about that. They're like, it doesn't matter who's back there. We got to go cover it anyway. You know, but yeah, he's a pretty good returner.
Touchback rule on kickoffs. A lot of people have been taking different approaches in regards to whether or not they just go straight for the.
Right.
Taking it out the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel your team has adapted with the touchback at the 25 now?
From a coverage standpoint, you know, I thought the guys have done a nice job of squeezing and covering. It's a lot easier, obviously, to place the ball in the corners when you're just taking a three-quarter swing on it. You can place it better. You know, when you go after it a little more, you kick it out the back and more towards the middle of the field. So I think what you're seeing on TV and in games is guys are placing it in the corner. Now the coverage unit can squeeze, so there aren't many alleys to create a gap. And that's why people feel comfortable kicking the ball in play and trying to get that drive start shorter than the 25-yard line. If you feel like you're going to go against a good returner or a guy or your coverage unit isn't playing well that particular week, or you've got some injuries or whatever, now you're starting to see people say, okay, fire away and kick it out the end zone. We'll give it to them on 25. So I think it's a week-to-week adjustment for each team relative to who you're going against. So you try to take that approach on it. Okay, if I'm going against a great returner here, I'm firing this thing out the back of the end zone. I've got two injuries on kickoff coverage. I'd fire it out the back of the end zone, you know. And then if we're going against a team that doesn't have a great returner and we're healthy on our coverage units, then, okay, let's put that thing down there around two deep and then see if he'll take it out.
Talk a little bit about what you've seen from Weems so far this year, both in punt and kickoff returns.
You know, he's a competitor, you know. His whole game is about his grit, his toughness. He's competitive as can be, and he makes good decisions, obviously, which is why he's back there. He makes good decisions. He gets the ball vertical, sets some plays up. He's had some good plays. He's been positive, you know, to this point, and he did a really nice job last week. Even though you don't see it, he did a nice job managing that game. You know, coming up and catching two short punts that typically a lot of punt returners would let hit the ground. So he's trying, you know, he does a good job of managing the football game for us.
Last week at the end of the Sunday night game, not sure if you caught it, but there were two big missed field goals from really close, and one of them had to do a lot with the protection in regards to players jumping over guys looking
right.
for a block. Can
right.
you talk about how much you're stressing, making sure guys get good protection on field goals and just,
yeah.
you know, fears of sometimes guys just shank it.
Right. Well, the protection when you look at the protection, you have to, you've got to assume they're coming every time. So we, the guys understand that. It doesn't matter if it's on the goal line, if it's from 60, it doesn't matter. You have to protect. If it's a PAT, you can't let your guard down. I mean, that is the grinders. If you had told me to rank the two, rank your special teams units in order, number one would be punt, number two is field goal. You say all that other field goal. You're scoring, you're talking about scoring points. So I think that, you know, obviously the guys all understand it's imperative that you execute in protection. You cannot afford an error in the protect. The snap, the hold, the kick has got to be clean. You're talking about points. They're all the same. You got to, you have to treat every kick the same, and we preach that all the time. Whether it's in the first quarter or the fourth, it's the same kick. So it's got to be the same snap, the same hold, and the same protection. You know, the best thing about him is, you know, he's, when I met him down in Miami, I had him for a year down there or for eight games down there. And then he went to Tampa Bay and then we got together again here. He's the same guy. He doesn't change. You know, that, and that's probably, you know, it's good to, you know, you see him back when he was younger, he was the same guy. He was very serious about his job. He was very serious about his approach. He had his technique and, he believed in it, and you could see it. He was confident, and he was an 88% kicker for us down there, and finishing up the last eight games for us, and made some good kicks. And then when he came back here, obviously coming out of Tampa Bay, he's mature, he's professional. It's important to him, you know, and he's got confidence. He believes, so, and you can't. It's not fake confidence. He believes, so he you can't replace that. You know, he's the, to me, that's what you're looking for in a kicker, a guy that's tough, mentally tough and smart.